Okay. Good morning again, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspiration Call. And we are here just to fellowship together as we always do. It's a new opportunity, a brand new day. Just always excited to be amongst other believers, but also just to dwell in the presence of God. And as we grow as the body of Christ, we have to really, really view it that way. Our perspective has to change because we can't continue to look at things as the world views them. We have to have a godly mindset. So we have been talking about spring cleaning as we have been going throughout the week and even on this morning, also on tonight. So join us again tonight at 8 p.m. Central, same time, same place, and just so profound because, you know, we think of, you know, spring cleaning. That's the time of year. Spring for most people is their favorite season. It's, you know, right after winter, right before summer. And that's just the time that is chosen, you know, for us to do that. But we have to spiritual, you know, spring clean ourselves on a daily basis, do daily self-evaluations. We have to really get before God, although it may be time-consuming in our homes. But then our hearts, it's never time-consuming because it's always well worth it. So just getting before God, you know, rearranging some things in our life and just looking at how we should be living as Christians, how he would want us to live, and how we ought to treat other people. So the key thing is, it's just remembering that we always have to serve God in spirit and in truth. And that also goes in line with spring cleaning, because at that time, when we are going through evaluating, we get to see the things that we're doing that are not pleasing to God. We can also recognize if the things that we're doing are in order, if they're in line with what God would want us to be doing. And we learn that even in our homes, when we clean up, it's some things we're going to have to get rid of. We're going to have to purge a lot. So even in our lives, you know, we talked about how it's going to cost us some things. It may cost us our job. It may cost us friendships. It may cost us, you know, our relationships with our families. But as long as we are in line with what God would have us to do, that's the most important thing. We have to remember that because all of us are dealing with outside distractions. We deal with that on a day-to-day basis. So we have to know, as far as spring cleaning goes, we have to know how to do that effectively, how to do it properly. And one of the most important things is, you know, thinking about how we think of things and how a lot of things that we do stems from what we think about. So it's important that when we think about that, we want to always be, you know, choosing words that are positive, avoiding the negativity. We have to recognize how powerful words are. So even just thinking them, a lot of times we do things and we don't realize that we've thought about it for quite some time. It's not something some people act out on impulse, but it's really not something that we can always say, oh, it's just an impulse decision. A lot of times we put thought into it. So we have to recognize that, you know, there's power in words beginning in our thoughts, and we have to know that positive words, when we talk about spring cleaning, can heal. It can heal whatever's going on inside of someone. So we have to remember that when we encounter people, and the negative words that we speak can be detrimental, not only to ourselves, but to other people as well. So we have to remember that, because just as well as we are spring cleaning, they may be spring cleaning as well. And we have to just think about, even throughout the day, when we're speaking, A lot of times, even when we're writing, I write a lot. Those words have to be positive as well. So it's thoughts in our, you know, in our thought process, in our mind, and we have to, you know, really pay attention to what I like to call self-thought. So, or in other words, self-talk, because I find myself, you know, sometimes I know I'm not the only one. I end up talking to myself. You know, my grandmama would always say, just as long as you don't answer yourself back, it's okay. But seriously, we cannot expect to walk in love and be that mirror reflection of Christ if we have a negative mindset. So that's how important it is that we choose the positive words. We avoid the negativity. We also have to remember to always realize that, you know, we have to think on things that are, you know, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. I think we talked about this, how we are to demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we must take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And if we don't do that, we find ourselves, you know, in going through a vicious cycle, if you will. So we're thinking unhealthy thoughts. We're speaking unhealthy thoughts. And then we live out the things that we thought about, the things that we've said. So it begins in our thoughts, and then it becomes words, and then it becomes our actions. So we have to think those thoughts that reflect the truth of God, you know, that reflect what is said in His Word. And this is when we become more like Him. And this is what we've been called to do as Christians in the body of Christ. So in order to do that, we have to pray on a daily basis for the ability just to be able to have that perspective, as I was talking about, to view the situations that we encounter on a day-to-day basis as God sees them, so that we have that godly perspective. So it's asking God to show us the thoughts that enter our mind that are not pleasing to Him. And when we identify those thoughts, we are to do like the scripture says and demolish every argument and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And when we choose to focus on the thoughts that are, like the Bible tells us, true, that are noble, that are right, that are pure, that are lovely, that are admirable, that are excellent, and that are praiseworthy, this is when we find ourselves lining up with what God would have us to do. Also, we must spend time meditating on God's, you know, God's word, and also just how He would want us to live. So it's not just going through emotion, but it's actually focusing on what would God do. Or in other words, we're all familiar with this. What would Jesus do? So the more that we spend time with Him, the more we're going to receive that peace. But we have to be open and receptive with God so that He can move in that way in our life. And it's not always, some may say, well, that's easier said than done. However, it's not impossible. It's not impossible for us to have that godly mindset. It's not impossible for us to treat others with kindness. We talked about the fruit of the Spirit last week as we were in fellowship, and it was something that was brought up. It's so applicable to every message that we have. You know, it tells us that even as we go forward, we have to show love. We have to be patient. We have to be kind. We have to be forgiving. We have to practice goodness. We have to be faithful, faithful in the things of God, faithful to God, and also faithful in keeping our commitments, you know, keeping up with the things that we said we would do. In other words, keeping our word. A lot of times we run into people, or we're familiar with people in situations where someone said that they would do something and they ended up not coming through for whatever reason. And, you know, this is a time for that particular individual or even us as the body of Christ to say, okay, and I know if it's not someone that we know, it can be a bit hard-pressed. But again, it's not impossible if we're walking in God. And we can go to that person and help them, you know, look at the ways that they can change the things that they may be doing that is not pleasing to God. And this could be a spring cleaning time for them. So we have to remember, a lot of times we want to focus on getting our stuff together, getting ourselves in order, but it's not always just, you know, to stop with us. A lot of times we have to do things and it's taking the focus off of ourselves and putting our focus on helping another individual, helping them to realize the things that are out of order in their home, in their hearts, and in their lives. So it's not impossible. And a lot of times we're going to be challenged to help those people who we may not necessarily like, the ones who may not look like us, talk like us, as Mr. Carr was teaching last week. And prior to that, also, we were just learning about how we really have to learn to embrace those who are totally different from us in a sense, in that they may not be believers. They may be believers, but just, again, may have fallen by the wayside. They may be operating in a different way and just, again, needing that spring cleaning. We think, again, that it can be time-consuming. And a lot of times we have to realize that we get ourselves together, we get things in order, and we begin to condemn others for how they're living, what they're doing, and what they're not doing. But this is the perfect opportunity when we're getting ourselves in order. We have to realize that we can take what we've learned, we can take what God has given us, and use that as an opportunity to really focus on helping someone else, helping them to get where they need to be. So important as we talk about spring cleaning. And one of the other things that was so profound that we talked about was just how we have to remember in getting our house in order, we set aside time each and every day. So it can't be, in other words, not something that you want to particularly sit down and schedule and say, okay, well, today I'm going to sit down with God for about an hour from 1 to 2, and we may do that with our spring cleaning, but it differs a little bit with the spiritual spring cleaning that we're talking about, because you want it to become a part of your daily routine, but you also want it to be genuine. You want it to be done in a way that when you go before God, you are open and transparent with Him, because it's nothing that we do say or even see that God is not aware of. So we may say, well, that was so harsh, and, you know, this is what I did, and it's unforgivable, so on and so forth. But God is really, He knows before we even speak it, as we're speaking it, and even after the fact. So this is important that we go before Him, that we confess and we repent. And that's a part of the self-evaluation process, because as we see things, we want to begin to purge, and we have to do that with the help of God, with His strength. We have to allow Him to show us the things that need to change in our lives as far as, you know, the spring cleaning is concerned. So those are just some of the things that we touched on, but even just going forward, some of the things that we have to take into consideration when we spring clean, or even as we prepare to do so and as we self-evaluate on a daily basis. So at this time, I want to hand the call over to our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Latoya.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well, thank you.
I do welcome everybody this morning, getting you going this morning. We're not going to be long, but just wanted to touch on the spring cleaning topic for this morning. Hopefully you had a great weekend, continue to have a great Sunday. However, we're going to talk about this spring cleaning real quickly. And I just want to break it down to the simplistic, the most simple form. we talk about spring cleaning on Wednesday for our Bible study. We talked about using different chemical agents and stuff like that. And it just so happened. Yesterday, I'm out of the store and I'm talking to this lady and beautiful personality, so forth and so on. And we're talking about some fitness. And she told me, well, you know, I have everything at the house. She said, I have the BOSU ball, the resistance ball, treadmill. I have the dumbbells. I have, you know, everything that I need to be successful. I said, okay. In other words, she was talking herself out of being in a better position to receive help. She said, I even have the membership. But she wasn't in the best of best shape. I'm like, how can you have all of this and still not use it?
Yes, indeed.
We know how to clean up, but do we know how to clean up properly?
Amen.
We have the membership, i.e. the Bible. We know how to get on our knees and pray. We have a praying grandmother, grandfather. Have a mother and father that's even in the church, or at least we know somebody. We have access to the physical church, but yet our house is still a mess.
Yes.
Now, how is that? We pay a membership. We pay tithes and offerings. And yet, spring cleaning seems to be something that's hard to do. Yeah, this is amazing.
Yes, it is.
We become frustrated with the dirt in the field because we ourselves have, y'all ever seen that show, Hoarders? We have accumulated a filthy house. I'm talking about our soul. Our soul.
Yes.
And then when God offers to help, we say, oh, I know what to do, God. But yet we never do it. And this is the thing we got to be very careful of now. Because it's one thing to clean something with soap and water. It's another thing to clean it with hyssop. It's another thing to clean it with ammonia. It's another thing to disinfect. Anybody know about germs?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't it look like Lysol is not effective?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that little chemical that you spray out that bottle is not, but it says it kills 99.9% of viruses.
Yes.
Well, even Lysol don't get it all. Now, that's something you can't even see.
Right.
I'm saying this to say, a lot of times, if we are not aware and we don't do thorough cleaning, we don't think of stuff like Lysol. Because we only clean what we can see is what we're talking about this morning, spring cleaning. The problem is, how do you know you're cleaning the right stuff when you can't see it?
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's the problem. How do you know you see, as opposed to allowing God to clean us up, we say, I got it, God. I know I have a bad attitude. I know my personality is right now. I know my finances ain't straight. But when I get it right. So what we do, y'all listen to me, is we go hire a credit cleaner. They'll clean up our credit for a good week. They'll let you know, hey, it's going to be clean from this week to this week. Also, that you can go make a huge purchase. But the problem is your credit was messed up in the first place because of mishap, irresponsibility. So you go and make a huge purchase only to create more filth in your dirt.
Mm. Yes. Yes, indeed.
It's not a bad thing. Listen to me now. It's not a bad thing. Listen to me. It's not a bad thing to have people reject you because of bad credit. It's not a bad thing. Somebody might not want to hear me this morning, but it's not a bad thing. It can be also God's way of showing you that it's not clean. Don't mess with it until you allow me to come in. Yeah, you got the Bible. You got the equipment. Yeah, I'm sure you know how. But just like Lysol, see, you are the Lysol. Whew. I'm the Redeemer. See, when my blood touch it, it's 100% affected. When you touch it, it might be 99.9. That means what happened to that 0.1 that's still floating? And if you know about any virus, any doctors on the phone, nurses, LPNs, RNs, TNA, you even know this. Even at 0.1 can cause more viruses to come back.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Hello?
Yes.
Come on, y'all hear me?
Would you eat
if something hit your floor? Would you eat if something hit your floor? You know we got the 3 second. Would you eat it? Some people would.
Mm-hmm.
There's also things that you can't see on that gun.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Stuff that you can't see. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
See, and you got to be very, very, very careful of that now. Because see, just because you can't see it, don't mean that it don't exist. Because some things need a microscopic eye to put under a microscope to see. And then you see all those little molecules jumping around, and I'm like, yeah. See, some things in our house we don't know is there. Remember, God knows, y'all, we actually pray about this spring. We pray about it every night. The model prayer says, Father, forgive me of the dirt I know of and the dirt that I don't. You say, Father, forgive me of the sins that I know of and the sins that I don't. That means, although it's your house, wink, wink, because it's really not our house. Remember, this life that we have is not ours. It's not our own. It's not ours. It's God. Okay. So that life, good. That house that you have, you really don't own it. You just live in it. Y'all got to hear me. Unlike a vehicle, when you pay for it, you get the titles. Well, this house that you have, you don't get the titles too. You're just a steward over. You never really, 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 really own it. Ain't that something? You never really own it. It's God's. But what happens is we become germaphobes to what we can see, but we really don't see anything else. In other words, our eyes are limited. Right, Ms. Latonya?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Our vision is limited. We got to be careful because spring cleaning requires us to hire some help. Because
yes,
they do. I'm talking about hiring help called the Holy Spirit. Until God comes in, it's not really clean, y'all, is what I'm trying to tell us. Huh? You might have the membership, meaning the church, because a lot of people say, what do you go to church at? Meaning that, oh, you go and get cleaned every Sunday. Don't you know God, when God clean you, it's done?
Amen.
You know that? When God cleans you, it is done. You clean. When you clean you, well, some things that you miss.
Yes, sir.
Right. Some things we miss. But when God, so when God fixes it, oh, yeah. See, we walk by faith. When you walk by faith, that means, God, I trust you. In other words, I'm willing to live life blindfolded and literally walk by the strength of your word. I'm really willing to do that. That means if you see it as clean, it's clean. But if you see it as dirty, it's dirty. Some things I don't touch because it's dirty, God. It's not to say that I'm better than, but God, I'm not in the position to touch something that I don't know how to clean it off of me.
That's right.
Y'all got to hear me.
Yeah.
Sometimes we take on issues when our house not clean itself.
Mm.
We take
yes,
on
Lord.
Issues. That's not to say don't help somebody, but what help can you be when you're struggling with the cleaning process yourself? In other words, the only person that we can introduce them to is the one who has cleaned us up. But we can't introduce them to something that we don't know.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me. Hold on. When you talk about spring cleaning, make sure we give people the right business card. In other words, see, God, I don't know if you got some real business owners out there. God don't need a business card. See, word of mouth is the best. Y'all don't. See, that's the best form of advertising.
Yes,
watch,
it is.
Watch this. More so than word of mouth, just let them see your clean house. And they can ask you, who? Lord, have mercy.
Mm.
And I ask you how you get your stuff together, then that means you tried to clean it and God didn't. Because when God cleaned it, it is white as snow. When God gets you right, everything is, you see, is right. I'm talking about it's a whole new lease. I ain't talking about a temporary status where your credit fixed for a temporary time period. I'm talking about, I ain't talking about your attitude right for temporary. I ain't talking about you forgive people this one time. But see, when God clean it, oh yeah, it is so. Remember the promises of God are yea and amen? Remember that? So when God get us straight, oh, it's a whole new ship. Saul, oh my goodness, he used to kill people that said, and Jesus, he used to, the man got so good. He was manipulative, speak all different language. He ain't had to touch nobody. Your boy didn't have to get his hands dirty no more. In other words, he knew what spring cleaning was in the natural sense. I don't even have to do the dirt. I don't have to do the deed. I got so much influence, I let other people do it for me. So on his road to Damascus, he going to handle some more business, and he allowed God to come on in, knocked him off his beast. In other words, he thought he was a good cleaner. He thought he was cleaning house and God cleaned his. See how it shifts?
Yes.
And see, when God cleaned up Saul, he even cleaned up his name and went from Saul to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all done heard it. We're going to have a new name. See, when God do the cleaning, everything shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. They used to call you one thing. But then, now they call you something totally different, right?
Mm. Yes.
Look it. Huh? They used to look at you one way. Now they look at you totally different. Huh?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. And the reason why they look at you totally different, take a wild guess. Because they are floored by how the cleanup happened. I'm talking about you used to be one way. But now all of a sudden you are totally different. And here's the thing, just like Scotchgard, I mean, on the surface, y'all don't hear me, just like Rain-X, y'all don't hear me, watch this. On the surface, it don't look like nothing on that window until you touch it.
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh, it's smooth. But then beyond the touch, woo, watch this, Miss Latonya, how you know something really clean? Ooh, it takes for a thunderstorm to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
It takes for rain to hit that window to prove that something is on there, something that you can't see. How you know Scotchgard works? You don't know that Scotchgard is on there because it's clear. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Somebody asked my favorite color. What's your favorite color? I say it red, but let me give you a disclaimer. Wink, wink. My other favorite color is clear. You hear me? I mean, listen to what I'm saying, y'all. Skarsgård is clear. You don't know that it's on there up until you have a little accident with something fall onto your carpet, and you say, oh, thank God, Skarsgård is on there. I put it on there thick, too. Mm-hmm. See, what it does is it repels fluids and stuff like that, even dirt, but more so anything like Kool-Aid that makes spill on your carpet. You got that nice car, that tan carpet in there, it's Skarsgård, because what'll happen is it might cost a price up front, but see, that dye won't sink into the fibers of your carpet, which won't leave a stain. See, I don't care how good the detail is, I don't care how good you are cleaning, but some carpet needs to be replaced. And see, but see, what happens is we don't have to replace a lot of stuff if we go ahead and pay a price up front to get it done right. When you Skarsgård, y'all don't hear me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
See, what happens is we start to pay for the blessing. We start to get close to the pastor. We start to get close to Mr. DJ and Miss Tiana, Mr. Cole. We get close to people and say, oh, I got it going on. But see, that ain't Skarsgård in the process. Just because you're close to them don't mean that you're going to get in. Judas was close to Jesus, and what happened? Everybody hear me?
Yes, sir. Amen.
So it don't look like it's on there, Miss Latonya. But how you know spring cleaning really work? When your test comes your way, when the devil tries to tempt you and is repelling, bounces it off. It never said that it was going to stop the accident. It's just going to prevent it from sinking in. God never said that he was going to remove the storm. It's just when a storm comes, you can go through and your house still be clean. I don't know if you know about mousse and all that in your hair. I'm talking about the hair be so stiff, it don't matter. Who mess with it is going to stay that way. See, when the house is clean the right way, the God way, it don't matter what storm come your way. Whoo! Oh, well, my God. Spring cleaning? Because my soul is anchored in the Lord. When you are anchored in something, that means God, my goodness, has done it right. You know them drawers that you can't get open because they anchored it real tight? I'm talking about real tight, and you got to go get somebody else, and then you go get that butter knife, and what you do, you hit around a brim, boom, 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 and keep on spinning that thing, because what it does is it allows air to suction. Okay, see, here's the thing. When God put it on, when God cleaned it, when God spring cleaned your soul, how will you know that God did it? You got to go through a little something. Remember, the Bible says, by the testing of your faith, you would know. Well, he got to test what it's, He got to test. You talking about I don't want to see my ex no more. No, God got to test it, not tempt you. He got to test it not for his good, but for your good. So you'll know if you really hired him or if you tried to do it on your own. See, the reason why a lot of us can't face our ex is because we did the cleaning. But when God do the cleaning, you want to face your ex because you want to love on them. Not in an eros way. You want to love on them in an agape way. In other words, what can I do to help you? Not that they're beneath us. What I'm saying is, how may I service you? Ooh. Ain't there something, y'all? Yeah. Spring cleaning. When you let God clean, even Lysol, can get what God get. And the thing about it, the thing about faith, the natural eye can't see it. Come on, I, no, can't see it. Can't see it.
That's right.
That's how you know you being cleaned by God, much like Skarsgård and Rain-X. You won't know until the very thing that you use it for happens. You won't know that your credit good in God. You won't know that you have flipped over a new leaf until you actually go through some HELL. You got to go through a little something. This is how you will know. Because on the surface, I can spray water. You can spray Lysol.
Yes.
I can tell by the tail. But we're watching TV, so you don't know. You don't know.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
sir.
See how you really do know? Is when that storm come, when that trial come, when the devil come in your house and try and track up your floors. It's okay. When you know you've been Skarsgård, your carpet has been Skarsgård, you don't care who walk on it. Because you already know. All they got, when they leave, it looked like they left dirt up until I got the vacuum and then just wipe it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Yes, yeah, sir.
And see, when I let God do it, this is why the Bible says remind God of his word. When I let God do it, this is why the Bible says remind God of his word. When you allow God to do it, if it don't work, I'm calling God. I'm calling the company that I paid all that money to, Scotch Guard and Dremelfoe. I'm calling.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Disinfect everything. I'm calling you because according to your paperwork, according to your word, you said this was good. So, God, I can remind God of his word when I hired him. You can't remind God of his word when he doesn't work in your life.
Oh, amen.
Y'all don't hear me?
Yes,
because if
sir.
I paid for God, I ain't talking about my tithes and offerings. In other words, God, if I invested in you, I believe in you, I'm going to remind you of your word. I'm going to say, hold on. Hold on. God, you said this, that, and the other. In other words, you cleaned us up. I didn't touch it. So why is this happening, God? And
yeah.
The response very well may be, mm-mm. It takes a few days to set in. But although it looks like a stain, it's not. I got it.
Mm. Yes,
sir. And then if ever you need some more help, I'm going to send one of my workers out. His name is Holy Spirit. Just be there when he knocks on the door. If not, he has a key. He'll come on in himself.
Mm. Yes, yeah, sir.
Well, I'm a homeowner. He just can't come in, though. No, you're just a steward. Just like an apartment complex, I have the main keys. I can go in because it's still mine.
Yeah,
well, you know when you live for God, you know it ain't yours, so he can come in when he want to come in. But some of us trying to lock him out so he can't do that thorough cleaning because we say it is ours. But you know when it belongs to God, come in as you choose to.
Mm. Amen.
I got it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Spring cleaning. Let's go ahead and pray, Mr. Latonya.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for giving us life. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of this brand new day. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together as the body of Christ so that we could receive of you and your word. We ask, dear Father, that you will just continue to go before us, dear God. Continue to show us the way that we should live for you, dear God, to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise that you deserve. Dear Father, as we go along the way, dear God, help us to show love. Help us to be patient. Help us to be that mirror reflection of you and your son Jesus, dear God, so that we can be a blessing to each and every person that you place in our path, dear God. We thank you for the power that lies within your word, dear God, and we thank you for the power of prayer so that when we come before you, dear God, we know that whatever we ask of you, it is already well done. It's always well done, dear God. We thank you for this ministry that you provided to us, dear God, and we thank you for our leader who continues to serve you in spirit and in truth and lead us all on the path of righteousness. We thank you and we praise you in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. Make sure y'all call in this evening, okay, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time this evening. And we can do our fellowship call. Then also tomorrow night at 8 p.m., but that's when we go on live. Everybody been asking we go on live. That's tomorrow, every Monday. Okay? But don't forget about Sunday night. Sunday night, we be rocking and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have a good day. We'll see you later.
Amen.
Okay? Y'all have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.